This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Stacey, Madonna, she you know, even this likes song Nirvana.
Was written about the Royals in 1985.
Huh, nice. Oh, I had a good, never mind. I'm going to save it. I'll save it. Don't forget tomorrow, last day of the week for all of us here. Thank you all for listening. For those of you that work on Thanksgiving, thank you for doing what you have to do that. I appreciate that. I also feel sorry for some people that have to do that. But if I could and I had the money, I would just give Thanksgiving feasts to everybody because apparently it only costs $50. That is a topic for tomorrow that we will talk about that's taking the internet by storm. I don't know if you saw that, Mac. There is an article out that says you can feed a family of eight on Thanksgiving for just $56.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was, eight or 10 or something. Yeah. I was like, what?
And you can. My friends at Hy-Vee can help you out. We were there yesterday. Like, you know, you can do it. You can absolutely do it.
And you won't get to hear that tomorrow because you'll be doing a different show.
Dang it.
No, tomorrow, Mac and Drew doing the 10 to 2.
10 to 2 with Mac and Drew.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
Not bad.
See? Well, be careful.
Yeah.
And then Bob and I'll be here from 6 to 10, Carrington and Rob 2 to 6, and then we're off for the Thanksgiving holiday. Thankful for all of you that listen, thankful for the FM side of things so far this year. We hope we're doing our job well enough for you. If not, we'll just do better. We do this every week on Tuesday. We do start bench cut, so let's get it to it. And it is brought to you by our friends at Jay's Southland Tow. You already probably know it's Thanksgiving week.
So it is.
We will combo sports with food
items.
Because there's a lot of start benching cutting going on a Thanksgiving feast.
Mm-hmm.
Again, everybody has different meals, but I'm trying to get as generic as I possibly can with start bench cut here.
How come nobody said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
Looking like Paul Heyman on the guitar.
Who?
That's how much of a nerd I am. Start bench cut. We get right into it, fellas. Start bench cut. Green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese.
Starting the mashed potatoes, benching the green bean casserole, and I'm cutting the mac and cheese. Never had that at Thanksgiving.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be on our table because one of my cousins is bringing it, but not usually a staple. I'm going to have a clean kitchen. Gonna bench the mac. Yeah, of course.
What?
Somebody brings them. You never know what their kitchen's like. They have rats or.
No, I think they're, I think they're good. I'm gonna bench the mac and cheese. I'm gonna start mashed potatoes as well. Right. Bench green bean.
Gravy and cut. Or butter on the mashed potatoes?
Butter.
Butter, you said?
Butter.
Whatever they're made with. I don't do the gravy. I think it's the biggest lie in America when they say it's better with bouillon. BS. I'm starting green bean casserole because it's the only time of the year I actually eat the stuff.
When do you ever make it other than this time of year?
So
right?
I have to start it. I've got it. It's the Christoph Porzingis of the sides, right? You only get it for a little bit of a time, and then you never see it again.
Wait, you said a bean?
When you see it, you are attracted
to it. It's
damn
good.
Right? I am benching mashed potatoes and cutting macaroni and cheese, which is tough because we try to have it every year now. I went to a buddy's house, so maybe this is like the two Americas things, right? Like, I went over to a buddy's house, and they had a different spread. They have a different heritage of Thanksgiving. I was like, wow, you guys have mac and cheese? And they were like, what do you have? And I was like, green bean casserole, yams, mashed potatoes. Like, oh, we have mac and cheese every time. Like, do you like collard greens? I'm like, I love them. My grandmother's from the South. Always used to make them. They had them on Thanksgiving. I just don't know how to make them, so I don't want to screw it up.
Yeah, that's if you don't know how to make collard greens, do not try.
No, they'll suck.
Yeah. Like, they'll be awful, yeah.
Yeah. So I just stick with, like, wilted lettuce, which is also very amazing that I found out at my buddy's family's house. So green beans start, mashed potatoes bench, mac and cheese cut. This might be an interesting one for the meat supply of Thanksgiving. Do you start bench cut turkey, ham, brisket before he says anything? I know exactly what he's going to say first.
Well, it's turkey.
From?
Yeah. Smokehouse. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Then I'm going to bench ham because that's more of a Thanksgiving meat. And I'll cut brisket because brisket's an everyday meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ham and turkey are more like Thanksgiving meats.
I'm right there with you,
Where
Bob.
Do you keep your everyday meat?
Fridge.
Down in the Tupper crisper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the down low. I don't put it out front because I don't want people to get in my fridge, get nosy, be like, oh, you got a bunch of ham in here. Get your paws.
That's right. Got to hide your everyday meat.
Okay.
Got to zip it up.
I am going to start turkey because I am so excited to try that smoked turkey from Smokehouse this
year.
I'm going to cut ham because I'm going to have it on Christmas.
Okay, that's fair.
And I'm going to bench brisket because I wouldn't be mad if I walked into the Thanksgiving spread and I'm like, oh, somebody made a brisket on Thanksgiving? Sign me up.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I don't really eat a lot of brisket throughout the year. So, like, if somebody surprises my Thanksgiving dinner with a brisket and a turkey on the same table, as a little turkey, as a little brisket, oh, ham, get out of here. I'll see you on Christmas.
But see, the thing or is Easter. About brisket, like, you can serve it every time of year. Nobody's going to say, oh, you're having brisket. But, like, if you, like, at your 4th of July celebration rolled out turkey and ham, people would be like,
you know what the best part about brisket is on the holiday season? You make chili 3 days later and throw the leftover brisket in there.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah, that sweetheart. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, I'm with Bob on this one. I'm excited to try the smokehouse turkey as well. Let's go.
And you're benching?
And then I'm going to bench, like Bob said, bench ham and then I'll cut brisket. I love brisket. But again, for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah, again, brisket's Tuesday. You know?
Exactly.
Ham is like Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas time. You roll out a ham in September, people are like, what are you doing with ham? No one wants ham.
Yeah, I'll eat a damn honey-baked ham 24/7.
Do they sell them any other time of the year other than the holiday season?
They should. Here's a good one. Start bench cut. White rolls, you know, like the butt rolls that are really good that you get in the frozen bag. You let them sit out overnight, and they bloom into a butt.
I don't like calling them that, but sure.
Okay. White rolls, King's Hawaiian rolls, or cornbread muffins on a Thanksgiving.
I'm going to start King's Hawaiian and bench and cut the other two. I don't care. Yeah, just give me the King's Hawaiian.
You ever had
Hawaiian.
A cornbread muffin on Thanksgiving?
Oh, wait. Cornbread is always just dry to me. And I like cornbread, and I try, and I put stuff in it.
That's why that butter's on the side of it. You got to lather. Yeah. You got to forget the body for
but
the
like
next 2 days.
You start to be like, on cornbread. You know,
I love cornbread.
I like
I'm starting
it, too. I love it, but it's always a disappointment. I always think, this is going to be it. I've tried jalapeno. I've tried, like, putting in the can of cream corn into the mix.
Jack Stack has a really good jalapeno cornbread.
It can be dry. That is the one thing you will run into with cornbread. I agree. But I'm still going to start it. I'm going to take that risk. White rolls, bench, cutting King's Hawaiian.
I'm going to go with the white rolls, number one. Cornbread muffin number two. Yep. King's Hawaiian is like you guys use the narrative for brisket. King's Hawaiians are just everywhere all throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when next time you have like a party with like a bunch of families, have the menu items be the King Hawaiian sliders. Everybody makes a different one.
That's a good idea.
If you look that up on the internet, there's like 15 different recipes. Nobody can make the same.
And the best way to do it is you just slice the entire rack of buns at once, not individually, and just top and bottom and fill it with whatever.
A lot of Blackstone recipes are those, too.
Yeah, I bet they're
all. Now let's get into sports because everybody's like, shut up about food. I'm starving and it's 9 o'clock. Welcome to getting up at 4 a.m. Let me know what 11 o'clock feels like, boys. The game's on Thursday. Bears versus Lions, Giants versus Cowboys, Dolphins versus Green Bay Packers. Start bench cut.
I'm actually going to go in that order because I'll be excited for Bears Lions because it's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to start to eat, and so you'll nap to Giants and Cowboys, and then you eat again and probably drink some more. I don't know that I'm going to make it up for the Green Bay.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kick that one to the curb, especially with the Chiefs playing Friday.
Okay, Mac?
Yeah, I'll start Bears Lions. I'll bench Green Bay and Miami, and then I'll cut that crap show in Dallas.
I have the same thing.
People wanted for years to get rid of the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Now it's like everybody wants to get rid of the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I don't want to get rid of either of those teams. I love the tradition of both of those teams playing on Thanksgiving Day.
Here's a tough start bench cut for the future of the Kansas City Chiefs. Noah Gray, Rushy Rice, Trent McDuffie.
I'm starting Trent McDuffie because there's nothing better than a lockdown corner. I'm benching Rushy Rice because he's a legit number one wide receiver. And Noah Gray, who I like, I mean, I got to cut you.
Tough competition.
It is, yeah.
It's like going to Rockers and trying to play football. You might be the best at Blue Springs when you were there, but you moved to a new school, and now it's like you got everybody else here, boys.
Dude, yeah, I went to a Rockers football camp when I was like, oh, okay, this is changing.
Everybody's good here.
Everyone's huge and fast.
Not so much anymore, though.
Football's changing. I think, yeah, go ahead.
No, sorry. I think, you go ahead, Dusty.
I think I'm with Bob.
Okay.
I think I start McDuffie because what he said, like, he takes away one side of a field. Rashee Rice, I'm benching because I think he just needs to get better. Health-wise, and then when he comes back, he's still there. And Noah Gray, as much as I love what he's done the last 2 weeks, I've seen more from the other two and more time than I have from Noah Gray, where this could just be a guy that hasn't had to handle adversity yet. But again, Noah Gray didn't drop a pass last year when everybody else was dropping passes. Yeah. He's got back-to-back games with two touchdowns. I don't know. It's a tough one,
he's
man.
He's moving quick up the ladder.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Yep.
He is, and he's faster than I think probably we gave him credit for.
If he continues to do this and continues to play well, we're going to be praising Brett Veach. Like, look at that contract he got Noah Gray with, man.
Got him on a deal.
That you saw it coming before he did, and you gave him a nice little contract at the time, and now he's going to be going, hang on a second here.
Yeah.
I'll start Rice, and I'll bench McDuffie, but it's really close. Really
start
close.
Start Rice, bench McDuffie, and Noah Gray gets the cut?
Yeah.
It's an honorable cut, Noah Gray.
It's a tough
honorable
one.
Discharge. Yeah. Head coaches, Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Matt LaFleur.
Right in that order for me.
Okay. And what's funny is they're all in the same division.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah. I think
sorry, Eberflus.
I think I'd switch the order exactly.
You'd go LaFleur, O'Connell, and cut Campbell? Oh, man, I can't cut that.
I know.
I'd start Campbell, I'd bench LaFleur, and I'd cut Kevin O'Connell. I've seen more of Matt than I have of Kevin O'Connell.
That's fair. Kevin O'Connell's winning with Sam Darnold, though, man.
Better believe it.
You get, like, and Dan Campbell's winning with Jared Goff, who has a negative connotation around his name because it's Goff. And then, you know, Matt LaFleur's winning with a first-round draft pick.
Final
one.
They
won three games with Malik Willis.
That's true. That's a good point, yeah.
Final one here on Start Bench Cut. Dinner times for Thanksgiving, because I've heard all three of these through the last 2 weeks. 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m.
That order.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
7 p.m.
No way. Our boss says they eat at 7 o'clock every Thanksgiving.
The lobster bisque takes
lobster
that long?
The lobster bisque, the amuse-bouche, and 17 courses later, it's midnight.
Yeah. By 7 p.m., I'm like a bottle deep in Pinot Noir.
How many? Yes. That's it? Just one? How many cloth napkins do you think Spectre goes through on Thanksgiving? Let me rephrase that.
Over
white
under?
Linen napkins.
Over under 41.
Yeah, I think you're about right. I'm going to take the over.
Okay.